By a series of fearful catastrophes that struck the land of Egypt, the Lord, the God of Israel, manifested his power and majesty. He proved to Pharaoh and his people that their idols were false gods, unable to save the country from disaster. The people of Israel, on the other hand, became increasingly confident as they witnessed the surpassing greatness of their God. Then Moses warned Pharaoh that the Lord was going to strike the country once more, after which the people of Israel would be allowed to leave. Having spoken for the last time to the king of Egypt, Moses and Aaron left the palace and began to give instructions to the people. They had to see that the children of Israel were ready to leave Egypt at very short notice. It was an enormous undertaking. Every Israelite had to be ready to leave quickly, for the Egyptians would give them no time to make preparations for the journey. The Israelites would be driven out of the country. Moses and Aaron told the people to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold, precious stones and clothing. The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards Israel, and they gave them what they asked for. This was a form of compensation for the long years of slavery when they had worked without being paid. God did not want his people to leave empty-handed, like fugitives. Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people. It was the month of April. Moses and Aaron spoke to the Israelites, saying, "The Lord has said that this month is to be for you the first month of your year. On the 14th day of the month, each household is to take a lamb or young goat and slaughter it at sunset. The animals must be year-old males without defect. You are to dip a bunch of hyssop into a basin containing some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where you eat the lambs. Not one of you shall go out of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the door frames and will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down." Moses told the people to roast the lamb whole, with its head, legs, and inner parts, and not one of its bones were to be broken. They were not to eat the meat raw or cooked in water, but roasted over the fire. They were to eat it with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Nothing was to be left till morning. Whatever remained was to be burnt. They were to eat it in haste, each man's cloak tucked into his belt, his sandals on his feet, and his staff in his hand, ready for the journey. This is a day you are to commemorate for all generations to come. It is the Lord's Passover, said Moses. On that day God redeemed his people from bondage and shielded them from harm. A new life began for Israel. The people did what the Lord commanded. Each family made ready to leave, taking with them all they would need for the journey, because the Israelites would never again return to Egypt. They loaded the donkeys with their belongings and cooking utensils, folded the tents and put them in carts. At sunset, each family slaughtered a year-old male lamb without defect, and the head of the family sprinkled the blood on the sides and tops of the door frames. The innocent victim died in place of the firstborn of the Israelites. Its blood protected the people when God passed in judgment over Egypt. That is why Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God. He died on the cross, and his blood was shed at Calvary to save believers and shield them from the wrath to come. He was the innocent victim who died under the judgment of God. The bitter herbs that were eaten with the Passover meal recalled the suffering of the Israelites in Egypt. The unleavened bread was a reminder of the Israelites' hasty departure. Leaven in Scripture is an illustration of sin. Unleavened bread speaks of separation from sin and the living of a holy life. The Passover, also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, was instituted to commemorate year after year the unique event of Israel's deliverance. The New Testament recalls that it is a type of the death of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in his first epistle to the Corinthians, clearly refers to this. "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed," he says. "Therefore, let us keep the festival with the bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth." Next episode, the 10th plague and the Exodus.